All right, there is a severe thunderstorm watch in Washington, D.C. as Donald Trump's UFC event for his birthday begins to ramp up. Don't let him lie to you about this being an event for America 250. While America's 250th birthday is in about 20 days or so, Donald Trump's birthday is today, on the same day of this UFC event, and honestly, his parade is being ran on. Like, quite literally, it's raining on his parade. Take a listen. Now, as of recording this video, they've delayed the event an hour. It has not yet been canceled, but there were already concerns about the weather at this event. And I want to be nuanced about this because I think it's okay to celebrate. I think it's actually, we should celebrate America's 250th birthday, or we should celebrate a country that we want to see someday. But Donald Trump is dragging us away from any semblance of a normal, affordable, and respected country on the global stage. He's dragging us into this weird, far-right place where he's just in a narcissistic loophole all the time. This is a prime example of that. Also today, his name is continuing to be removed from the Kennedy Center. It seems the Kennedy Center has now kept a permanent cover over the building rather than reveal Trump's name has been removed. And this permanent cover has been up for, you know, about a day now. So as the UFC event gets moved back, as I make this video, as Trump's name gets removed off the Kennedy Center, as his new $15 million reflecting pool gets immediately gross and filled with algae, we are going to, you know, check out what Donald Trump is doing at this UFC event and talk about the state of the country, because it's bad right now. It's bad for people my age, but people of all ages. I mean, young men and women are graduating college, and it's taking them over a year to enter the workforce. And they'll never accumulate capital in a meaningful way at the way this country's going, the way that Donald Trump is rigging it for the richest of the rich. And it's not just young people. People of all ages are feeling the pain due to Donald Trump's failing Iran war, due to his tariffs that have caused inflation across the country. And then for him to walk out of the Oval Office with Dana White at a time when everybody in the country is struggling, I'm sorry, I just don't quite buy it. As he walks out, I want to show you, in particular, the white, pale makeup on Donald Trump's right hand. He's got a stiff right arm. He's limping throughout this multiple times. He kind of trips down the declining stairs at the White House, and he just looks old and decrepit. I'm not sure how much of the music I can play due to copyright, but I'm going to play as much as I possibly can just to show you guys what our circus clown president is up to while the war in Iran is entirely failing. I mean, look at this. He already looks out of breath. He already looks uncomfortable. He already looks confused. Now look at the hand. Look at the right swollen hand. Already, bro, two stiff men that can barely even walk. But to continue, we should not allow the richest of the rich in this country to continue to have grandiose events at our expense and then walk around in this manner. Donald Trump has repeatedly failed to deliver on his promises, not only with quote-unquote no new wars, but especially regarding the economy. The fucked up thing is, he could have just sat back, done nothing, and the economy would be ripping right now, but he had to start a war with Iran, which now has us in a chokehold. He had to impose tariffs sweepingly across country after country after country, every country except for North Korea and Russia. We actually talked about this very topic during the debate show that we filmed earlier today. Every single week on Wednesdays, we are going to be posting a debate show at noon central. So please set your alarms. I'm really excited for it, and I'm hoping that everybody tunes in. But to continue, I wanted to pause it for a second because you can see Trump's hand at the bottom of the screen. This guy is old. It is swollen. He has bruising. He's falling asleep very, very often. It is his 80th birthday, so for his 80th birthday, here's a compilation of him sleeping. It gets worse and worse until he's eventually just slumped over.
In the Perinatal Improvement Collaborative hospitals, we have reduced maternal mortality by 41.5%, which is truly incredible. And this is compared with a 5.9% decline in benchmark hospitals over the same period of time.
People, they are selling oil in the market at market rates. The money's going to
Watch, it just gets worse and worse. You could actually see his face drooping as well.
Just like in defense, they've been getting in health defense a free ride. And now President Trump is putting policies in place to force these nations to pay their
of a job, an economy, a community.
Dude, he's literally just slumped over by the end of this. This guy is slumped over sideways in his chair. You cannot make this up. Here's another video of Sean Strickland getting kicked out of the UFC event today. He said some incredibly heinous things, like very anti-Semitic things in the past, but recently he's been criticizing Trump for the Epstein files, and that is when Trump cut him off. Only after that is when he was banned. Here's a video posted by Dave Portnoy calling this like a fever dream, and I kind of agree. Like, look at this. Look at what they've done to our White House. Absolute fever dream. Look at this. Lord have mercy. Ain't no way. Can we just end the Iran war? Bro, can we fix the economy in any way before we are dealing with this BS? Let me continue with this video of Donald Trump walking out. With his swollen hand. He kind of trips when he walks down this ramp in one moment. Almost kind of trips when he's walking down this ramp. Let's continue watching his right hand. Look at that. They thought this was tough. They thought this was so incredibly cool. This is what they had in front of the White House yesterday. I'm not trying to be like a Debbie Downer or somebody who rains on the parade. I mean, they literally already have enough rain on their parade as there is a severe thunderstorm watch in DC right now. I'm just trying to say we have to understand the context that this is happening in. Trump claimed that he would lower inflation, end inflation on day one and start no new wars. He has started such a failing war that inflation is currently spiking due to that, combined with his tariffs. ICE is so incredibly unpopular that the next president would be smart to just disband it and replace it with something way more humane. And Donald Trump has isolated every single ally that could actually help us on the global stage while then using service members to do whatever the hell... This is. I gotta mute it because it's gonna strike my YouTube video with copyright. But look at, they're walking down the stairs with our service members standing in line. What the absolute hell? This is our demented, crusty, senile president who posts like he has schizophrenia, falling asleep while the country is spiraling down the rabbit hole. What is this? Can I just have my country back, dog? Why the hell do we have fighters walking out of... Is he surrounded by cops as well? This can't be the best use of our resources whatsoever. Can we use more resources on this? Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We're going to continue pushing every single day. New content, innovative formats, more contributors. Join Mockler Media below. I love you all. Peace out.